Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for giving us this merciful opportunity to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. This week, we have been talking about the covenants of Yahweh. We started off talking about the covenant of marriage, so our people can understand in truth what the covenant is, what they are swearing to, what they are agreeing to, as well as their responsibilities concerning marriage. Then we talked about the everlasting covenant that had been transgressed, the change of the ordinances, let you know why that covenant is so important. So important to the extent that many of our people have no clue whatsoever the danger they have put us as a people in, and the danger they have put themselves in. Bring to you. And that last one we read in the book of Isaiah, the 24th chapter. And the Creator said the whole earth is devoured by a curse. And again, it's because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. One of the greatest covenants that we can talk about is not one that Yahweh himself will enter into with us. One of the greatest covenants that you will find in the scriptures, and you'll see why, is one that you yourself will make with the Most High. He's made many with our people. But how many have you made with him? And you'll read this in the book of Psalms 50. And this is what it says in Psalms 50. And we're going to start reading at the 5th verse.
Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Look what the Creator is letting us know. Gather my saints together unto me. Now, he don't want all his saints gathered unto him, but he wants a particular, special, and peculiar saint to be gathered together unto him. And if you want to know which saint is the Creator referring to when he says, gather my saints together unto me? He answered that question. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So in order for you to know and understand what type of covenant this is, a covenant with the Most High by sacrifice, then you have to understand how Yahweh accepts sacrifices. Without understanding that, then you will never understand the covenant by sacrifice that one will make with the Most High. And I want you to understand, I want you to see what type of covenant this is. For example, if you turn to the book of Leviticus, the first chapter, and a lot of people don't understand sacrifices at all. But you don't understand that today. Not only will you understand sacrifices, but you're going to understand the covenant by sacrifice. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Leviticus, the first chapter, the first verse.
And Yahweh called unto Moshe and spoke unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto Yah, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock.
And a lot of Christians and other people will tell you they got to have sacrifice. And JC is our sacrifice. That's not a sacrifice at all. And you're going to see why JC could never have been a sacrifice, a covenant by sacrifice. Go ahead.
If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before Yahweh.
You notice it says if it's going to be a sacrifice of the herd, because we got various different type of sacrifices. But whether it's the herd, whether it's the flock, and there's a difference between the herd and the flock. Whether it's the sacrifice of righteousness, whatever it is, the Creator want his people to know. He want everyone to know. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. Because really, that's the only sacrifice Yahweh will accept. That's how I know Christ wasn't a sacrifice, because Christ said, more than one time, prior to his death, please take this cup from me. In other words, he didn't want to die. He didn't want to be sacrificed and killed. He was not willing, nor did he do it of his own voluntary will. And even if he did, and he did not, he still is not the type of sacrifice that Yahweh will make with anybody. And I'm going to show you the type of sacrifice that Yahweh was looking for. Even though right here we're reading about the herd, we're reading about the flock, it's still not the type a sacrifice covenant by sacrifice that Yahweh was speaking of. But all sacrifices, and I mean all, had to be offered of his own voluntary will. And that's the key to sacrifices. So, for example, nobody should have to trick you and make you feel bad for feeding the poor. You're going to take care of the poor or you're not. Or paying tithes. Either you're going to offer your tithes or not. Or even not tithes, it's just regular offerings. You might be showing your good will because it's your will. And it's all about your will. And what is it about your will that is voluntary? Nobody forced you. Nobody coerced you. Either you're going to be good, nice, and willing, or you're not. This is how sacrifices is dealt with. Watching the book of Exodus 22. And watch what it says. And the verse that I'm looking for is Exodus 24, not 22, 24. And watch what this says. So you can understand how Yahweh actually operates. And we're talking about covenant by sacrifice. But you'll never understand this covenant if you don't understand the sacrifice that has to be made. In the book of Exodus 24, starting at the very first verse.
And Yahweh, and he said unto Moses, come to Yahweh, thou and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off. And Moses alone shall come near Yahweh, but they shall not deny, neither shall the people go up with him. And Moses came and told the people all the words of Yahweh, and all the judgments, and
He told all the words of Yahweh. He told them about all his judgments, and watch what the people said.
And all the people answered with one voice.
They answered with one voice. Nobody told them what to answer.
And said.
And this is what they said.
All words which Yahweh hath said, we will do.
What do the word will mean? It says all the words which Yahweh has said, will we do? Because this is about your will. And how are you going to make a covenant by sacrifice, but really you're not willing? And this is why people don't do it anyway, because they're not willing to do it. This takes people, individuals, who have a certain type of will. And let me tell you what that will is. It's a good will. It's a willing will. In the same chapter, watch this, to show you that Yahweh never forced our people into the law. In the book of Exodus 24:7, what do it say?
He took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people.
And he read in the audience of the people.
And they said,
and this is what they had to say. This is their answer to what they heard.
All that Yahweh has said, we will do and be obedient.
Yahweh didn't force nobody to say that. And all that Yahweh has said, will we do? In other words, they was willing to say it, and they should have been willing to do it. And not only they said, we will do, they would say, and be obedient. So again, when we talk about a covenant by sacrifice, all sacrifices dealt with a certain type of will. And that will was that you were willing to engage, willing to do, willing to give, willing to offer. If you don't believe me, watch what it says in Exodus 25. And that's what Yahweh said to me. Gather unto me. Those, gather my saints unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me. And this type of covenant that you make with Yahweh just from your will. It could be anything. But your will began to realize, I want to do this for Yahweh. I want to do this with Yahweh. I want to join unto Yahweh. Watch what it says. Exodus 25 and 1.
And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering.
That they bring me an offering.
With every man that giveth it willingly, with his heart, ye shall take my offering.
Of every man that gives it willingly. In other words, you enter into a covenant with Yahweh to give this offering with your heart willingly. Nobody had to force you. Nobody had to trick you. Nobody, you don't have to be bamboozled. Here it is. A lot of people tell you we're not under the law. They would tell you we don't have to keep the law. They will tell you all kind of things, but what are they willing to do for Yahweh? Now that you're not keeping the law, now that you're not keeping the Sabbath day, now that you're not under his covenant anymore, now that you're in a polluted land, defiled land, and you can't be clean, so now, what are you willing to do for Yahweh? And what sacrifice? By covenant, are you willing to make? And if you're not willing, and many of our people are not, the answer is none. None at all. Everything that Yahweh will do with us, it was all predicated on will. Will we? Are we willing? Watch what it says in the book of Exodus 19. And once you get it, start reading the fourth verse. In And I can read that verse. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, that ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
Yeah, if you're going to do this, if you will do this and obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, this is what I'm going to do.
And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
Yeah, because they didn't have to do this. Go ahead.
And Moses came and called for all the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him.
Yeah, he told them what was happening.
And all the people answered together and said.
And they didn't have to say this, and they didn't have to be answer this, and they could have just been silent.
All Yahweh hath spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh.
Yeah, everything that Yahweh said, we're going to do. We will do. And the word will means that you're willing. You wasn't forced. You wasn't coerced. You wasn't tricked. You wasn't bamboozled. You were willing. You got to ask yourself, what are you willing to do today? No husband. We talked about the covenant of marriage. Here it is. A husband means to rule. It means master, ruler, lord. That's what the word husband means. And no husband shall have to force, mate, coerce, trick, bamboozle, lie to make his wife do anything. She should be willing. And I'm going to show you the proper wife is willing. Watch this. In the book of Genesis, the 24th chapter. Today, the wife will tell her husband, these are my desires, and I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that. Where's that in the book? What type of will is that? What covenant is that? And what sacrifice is that? Well, it's not a sacrifice at all. Matter of fact, it's not even good. But let me show you what is good. In the book of Genesis, the 24th chapter, and we're talking about, gather my saints unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And there ain't no sense of making no covenant by sacrifice, and you don't even understand and know what a sacrifice is. What you agreeing to? What you swearing and entering in the oath about? And whatever you is, you enter to this oath and swear by, should not it be from your own free will. Watch what it says. Genesis 24. Start reading at the first verse.
Genesis
24. Yes.
And Abraham was old, well stricken in age, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven, and the Elohim of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac.
Watch this.
And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land.
What if she's not willing to follow me unto this land? In other words, she shouldn't be tricked. She shouldn't be lied to and bamboozled. Here it is. We got women. They're willing, according to them, to become a man's wife. But then as soon as they become the man's, the husband, the wife of the husband, then all of a sudden they're not willing to do this, they're not willing to do that, and I'm not willing to this and willing to that. So why we get married? Since this is a covenant, and since all the various covenants that Yahweh will make with his people, and the covenants that we will make with Yahweh, really a covenant of sacrifice. These are things that you're supposed to be willing to enter into. And watch what it says. Perhaps,
peradventure, the woman will not be able to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware, that thou bring not my son thither again.
In other words, beware. Don't bring not my son there again. This is a one-shot deal. If she's not willing, then none of them are willing. That's the type of spirit they all probably have. So don't take my son there and try to find this person and that person and this and that. Go ahead.
Yahweh Elohim of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spoke unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from this.
From there, because you're not going to have to return there. You're not going to have to come back there, because the angel of Yahweh is going to go before you. And watch what it says, the 8th verse.
And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again.
Yeah, you're going to be clear from this. Don't bring my son back here. Either she's willing or she's not. And who want to deal with somebody that's not willing? Not Yahweh. Yahweh don't want to deal with that type of individual. That's why his sacrifices, he said, let them bring it of their own voluntary will. Now watch what it says. Same chapter, Genesis 24.
Same verse.
38 verse. Or 37 verse.
And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure, the woman will not follow me. And he said to me, Yahweh before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath.
You'll be clear from it. Yeah. But they knew Yahweh was going to prosper the way. And what is the bottom line. Well, let me show you the bottom line. And this is what we must understand. When the scripture says, gather my saints unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let me show you this. Fifty-second verse.
And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped Yahweh, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning. And he said unto me, hey, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing Yahweh hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go unto my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth.
Yeah, we're going to ask her. Let's see what she will do. Because at the end of the day, she is the one that have to declare what she was going to do. And watch what it says.
They called Rebecca.
And they called her.
And said unto her, will you go with the man?
Will you go with this man?
And she said, I will go.
And I will go. And that's the bottom line. Once she said, once they asked her, will you go with this man? And she answered, and she said, I will go. And that's what you have to ask yourself. What are you willing to do? What do your will tell you about you? Because undoubtedly we have many people that are not willing to follow their husbands, and we have many men that's not willing to follow Yahweh. And Yahweh is looking for a special, peculiar people that he calls saints. And he wants his saints to be gathered together to him. But not for no reason at all. He said, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And I'm showing you the only type of sacrifice Yahweh will accept. Is willing. And I know many people thinking, well, what do this have to do with a man and a woman since we're making a sacrifice to Yahweh? Because your service towards your husband, his service towards his wife, our service and our works, every work will be brought unto judgment. And there is no greater sacrifice that one can make more than making a covenant by sacrifice. For Yahweh know to enter into that type of covenant, you did it by your own free will. Let me show you. In the book of Proverbs 31. In the book of Proverbs 31, this is a chapter that many people say they know by heart. But do you follow it? What sense does it make to know this and not do this? Watch what it says in the 12th and 13th verse.
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
And this is how we know this woman is full of wisdom. For the scriptures say, he that loves Yah hate evil. And this woman says she will do him good, speaking of her husband, and not evil all the days of her life.
She seeketh wool.
She seeks wool.
And flax.
And flax.
And works willingly with her hand.
Look, she works willingly with her hand. In other words, baby, can you do this? Baby, can you do that? Baby, can you go here? Baby, can you go there? Baby, can you go up? Can you sit down? Can you be quiet? Can you whatever? But baby, are you willing to work? And this woman works willingly with her hands. Because this is the only type of sacrifice that Yahweh will accept. And all week long we've been talking about covenants. And what greater covenant can you make more than a covenant by sacrifice? Look what David. Right before I go to David, go to the book of Exodus 35, which is also the book of the law. We're talking about covenant by sacrifice. A lot of the sacrifices that our people make today ain't sacrifices at all. These things seem to benefit them, but they don't benefit nobody else. And a little benefit that it might have for somebody is only done because it's not an inconvenience for you. You're not losing nothing. So you don't mind getting clearing out your old stuff in your closet. Let me get all my old shoes. Let me get all my old shirts and pants. Let me get all this and let me get out to the poor like you really, really doing something. You don't want that stuff anyway. You can't fit that stuff anyway. How you gonna call that a sacrifice? Go buy some new clothes that you will wear yourself, but then give it away. Now you're talking about a sacrifice. But the very sacrifices that we call ourselves doing ain't sacrifices at all. In the book of Exodus 35, watch what it says, the fourth verse.
And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, take ye from you an offering unto Yahweh.
Take an offering unto Yahweh.
Whosoever is of a willing heart.
Look what it is. Whosoever is of a willing heart. And let's see if there's something that you do, something that you will give, something that you will participate in. Here it is. We got all kind of people listen to us. Upwards of 1,000 subscribers. You think everybody giving? No, they're not giving. You think everybody offering? No, they're not offering. Not even a tenth of that amount of people. And why? because they're just not willing. Watch what it says.
Let him bring it, an offering of Yahweh, gold and silver and brass.
The first thing, empty your pockets. Let me get your gold. Let me get your silver. And let me get your copper. All things of value. And what else?
And blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair.
Yeah, the best.
And ram skins, dyed red, and badger skins, and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come, and make all that Yahweh hath commanded.
And make all that Yahweh hath commanded. And look, and Yahweh meant what he said and said what he meant. 20th verse.
And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came.
And they came.
Everyone whose heart stirred him up.
Yeah, because they had to go back and get this stuff. Everyone whose heart stirred them up.
And everyone whom his spirit made willing.
Because that's a certain type of spirit. No wonder people are not doing for one another. Because there's a certain type of spirit. No wonder people think they can tell somebody, I'm not willing. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to obey. I'm not going to be. I don't like it. What type of spirit is that? That's not no spirit that one can form and say this was a covenant by sacrifice. How is that a sacrifice saying what you ain't going to do? What you don't want to do? What you don't like doing? That's not a willing spirit at all. Watch what it says.
They came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought Yahweh's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his servants, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted.
Why have to repeat it? As many as were, you notice it didn't say, and they came, both men and women, and all. It didn't say all at all. This is as many, because everyone was not willing. As many as were willing-hearted. And what did they bring?
And they brought Yahweh's offering to the work of the tabernacle.
And they brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yahweh.
And every man who was found blue and purple and scarlet. Fine linen.
Yeah, this blue and this purple and this scarlet was not crayons. They wasn't bringing crayons to Yahweh. This was the best material money can buy.
And goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought Yahweh's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it, and all the women that were wise-hearted.
All the women that was wise-hearted, because this takes a level of wisdom. Every woman that was wise-hearted, most women, they're not going to be wise-hearted, what they're going to do is scorn, gossip, and tell their husbands what they ain't going to do. But every woman that was wise-hearted
and did spin with their hands and brought up which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen, and all the women whose hearts stirred them up and who it up in wisdom spun goats. And the rulers brought onyx stones.
And the rulers brought onyx stones because they was living a better life. So they brought onyx stones.
And stones to be set, ephod, and for the breastplate, and spice, and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto Yahweh.
They brought a willing offering unto Yahweh.
Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which Yahweh had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses.
Yeah, because it takes a certain type of spirit to make a covenant by sacrifice. And what is that spirit called? What is that sacrifice called? Willing. Willing. And this is the only type of sacrifice, this is the only type of offering that Yahweh will accept anyway. Now let's see what David had to say to his own son in the book of 1 Chronicles 28. In the book of 1 Chronicles 28, the 8th verse.
Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Elohim, keep and seek for all the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
Watch what he just say.
And you, Solomon, my son. Know thou the Elohim of thy father.
And why can't our people get that? Know you, the Elohim of your fathers. In other words, it's one thing you don't know your husband, but you're not going to know the Elohim of our fathers? And how he wants you to operate. He's the master of husbands. So any man that's a husband, any man that's a man, you want to know Yahweh, the Elohim of our fathers, so that you can know and learn how to conduct yourself when you're dealing with Yahweh. Here it is. Yahweh said he is our husband. To be a husband, the only way to become a husband, according to the scriptures, you must enter into a covenant. Marriage is a covenant. And you and your wife concern yourselves with each other every day. Oh, I got to drop my wife off. Oh, I got to go to the store and pick her up this. Oh, I got to drop the kids off. And I got to take my wife there. And then she say, well, I got to cook my husband food. And I got to iron his clothes. I got to lay his clothes out. And I got to do this for him. And I got to do that for him. And I got to do some research for him. And every day y'all concerning concerning y'all business with one another, as y'all should. But Yahweh is your husband, and you ain't thinking about Yahweh no time of the day. In other words, if you wake up and you're not working on the behalf of your husband every single day, What kind of covenant did you enter into? Let me wake up and thank my husband. Let me wake up and pray to my husband. Let me wake up and worship my husband. Let me meditate day and night about my husband. Let me talk to other people about my husband. Let me glorify my husband. Let me show everybody how much I love my husband. But no, this is not what our people are doing. They showing their husband how much of a fool they are and how much they hate their husband. And they have forgotten their Elohim. What do they say? And he said to me, or where it is, and you, Solomon, my son, know you the Elohim of your father. And how are you going to know the Elohim of your father? And every day is all about you. And it's never, ever about him until the Sabbath day. And really, it ain't about him then. Because if you want to get mad, if you want to cry, if you want to do your own thing, you will on the Sabbath day. I'm not going to class today. What covenant is that? Watch what it says.
And serve him with a perfect heart.
Serve him with a perfect heart.
And with a willing mind.
What type of mind?
Willing.
A willing mind.
For look, Yahweh searches all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thought.
He understands it anyway. He know when you don't want to serve him. He know when you're not willing to do what he said and hearken unto his words and obey his voice and think you know things you don't know and think you can do things you can't do. Yahweh know that. And Solomon and David wanted to make sure his son knew. Serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Because that's the only way, only sacrifice, the only covenant that Yahweh going to accept anyway. And there's no greater covenant that you can make with Yahweh than by sacrifice. And why? Because that comes from your own free will. For Yahweh searches all hearts, understand all the imagination of the thoughts. If you seek him,
he will be found of thee.
But if you forsake him,
he will cast thee off forever.
And this is what you got to know about the Elohim of your father. And watch what Yahweh says in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, look what Yahweh let our people know. Let's start the 10th verse.
Hear the word of Yah, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our Elohim, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices on me, save Yahweh? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of the he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand, to tread my courts, bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new months and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with his iniquity, even the solemn meeting.
In other words, we don't defile the holy things. But watch what it says.
Your months in your appointed feast. My soul hates, they are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands,
when you come on the Sabbath day, and you spread forth your hands, when you come on the holy days, and you spread forth your hands, when you come on the day of the new month, when you spread forth your hands, this is what Yahweh said he would do.
I will hide my eyes from thee. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear your hand. Hear, your hands are full of blood.
They're full of blood.
Wash you.
Mm-hmm.
Make you clean. Put away the evil from your doings. From before mine eyes, cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow.
And here, a lot of people don't even want to do that. There's some people we don't never see on the first day of the week. I wonder why. Watch what it says.
Come now, and let us reason together, saith Yahweh.
Why would Yahweh have to reason with us? What reason would he reason for us? Reason with us. Yeah, he's reasoning because he want to see what wisdom do we have in us, why we just can't do these little things, why we don't have the will to do such things.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
You notice it says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
But if ye refuse and rebel,
if you refuse and rebel,
shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it.
It's your choice. It's up to you. That's why Yahweh said, gather my saints unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And what sacrifice are you willing to make? What sacrifice are you willing to do? What sacrifice are you doing? What sacrifice will you do in the time to come? I can understand why Yahweh said, when we return home, when many of our people return home, the remnant, that Yahweh called a remnant, he said he will cause us to remember, and we will loathe ourselves. I said, why would Yahweh want us to loathe ourselves? Because then we will begin to realize how filthy and unwilling and rebellious we really are. How haughty, how prideful, how arrogant of people we really are. And you're going to know the truth at that point. And you're going to see the real you. The you that Yahweh allowed to be spared through his mercy. For his mercy endure forever. Through his holy namesake, that his name will not be profaned no more in the midst of our enemies, as well as the midst of our people. Covenant by sacrifice. Show you what a covenant by sacrifice look like. Here it is. We call the covenant by sacrifice. not because this came of our own mind, but this spirit came as a result of the spirit that Yahweh gave us through reading his word. And watch this in the book of Chronicles again. Second Chronicles 15. The first verse.
And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel have been without the true Elohim, and without teaching priests, and without law. But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for Elohim did vex them with all adversity.
All adversity.
Be ye strong before, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded.
Because there's a certain type of work that you should be doing during a time of trouble, during a time of vexation, during a time of no peace. A verse.
And when Asa heard all these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Yehuda and Benjamin and out of all the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. And he gathered all Yehuda and Benjamin, and the strange with them, out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that Yahweh his Elohim was with him.
Yeah, and all you got to do is see that Yahweh is with somebody. Everybody should be listening. Everybody should be coming. Everybody should be involved. Go ahead.
So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto Yahweh the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh Elohim of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul.
There's no law where you have to make a covenant to seek Yahweh. There's no statute or judgment that you have to enter into a covenant to seek Yahweh. No, they enter into a covenant to seek Yahweh Elohim of their fathers with all the heart and with all their soul. And this is what the king said, not Yahweh. Watch what the king will say.
Verse 13. That whosoever would not seek Yahweh Elohim of Israel should be put to death.
Yeah, the king said they shall be put to death. You don't want to seek Yahweh, you ain't worth living.
Whether small or great.
Whether small or great.
Whether man or woman.
Whether you're a man or woman.
And they swore unto Yahweh with a loud voice.
Yeah, because when you enter into a covenant, you enter into an oath. You swearing that you will uphold the covenant of being a husband. You will uphold the covenant in being a wife. You will uphold keeping all of Yahweh's covenants. Here, you are upholding to seek Yahweh. Continue reading.
And with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets, and all Yehuda rejoiced at the oath.
Because this was an oath.
For they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them.
And he was found by them.
Yahweh gave them rest round about.
Why? Because they sought him. Why? Because they sworn. Why? Because they entered into a covenant by sacrifice. And what covenant have you entered into? What covenant will you enter into? And what covenant have you made by sacrifice to Yahweh? Let me show you how in the book of Joshua, 24th chapter, how this look and how this sound and how this supposed to feel and how bold you're supposed to be when serving Yahweh.
Now therefore fear Yahweh and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the deities which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye Yahweh. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day. Whom will you serve?
Because you have the power, you have the will to serve whomever you want to. And if it seems evil to you to serve Yahweh, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments and his laws and his testimonies and his covenant, if that seems evil to you, well, you serve who you want to serve.
Whether the deities which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the deities of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh.
That's our choice. Our choice is we will serve Yahweh.
And the people answered and said, Elohim forbid we should forsake Yahweh to serve other Elohim. For Yahweh our Elohim, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, in which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve Yah, for he is our Elohim.
And Joshua let them know, look, Yahweh is not forbidding you to do nothing. If you're going to serve Yahweh, you got to do it of your own free will. So don't come to me telling me Elohim forbid that we should forsake Yahweh. No. He don't forbid it at all. It's your choice. And watch what the people say.
Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve Yahweh.
You cannot serve Yahweh because you think you want to play around with Yahweh. You want to pick and choose what you want to do for Yahweh and what you want to obey from Yahweh. You cannot serve Yahweh.
He is a holy Elohim.
He's a holy Elohim.
He is a jealous Elohim.
A jealous Elohim.
He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange Elohim, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he has done you good.
Yeah, don't think because Yahweh done did you good, he won't do you hurt. So don't take this lightly. As if you think you can serve Yahweh, you better know you can serve Yahweh.
And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve Yahweh.
Oh, so you will serve Yahweh. So you saying that's your will. So you willing.
And Joshua said unto the people, your witnesses against yourselves, that ye have chosen Yahweh.
You have chosen Yahweh, and your witnesses against yourself.
To serve him.
To serve him.
And they said, we are witnesses.
We are our own witnesses.
Now therefore, put away, said he, the strange Elohim which are among you, and incline your heart unto Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, Yahweh our Elohim, will we serve?
Will we serve?
And his voice will we obey?
And his voice will we obey?
And Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem.
In other words, this wasn't a covenant that Yahweh made with the people. This was a covenant by sacrifice that they entered into willingly to obey and serve Yahweh. They said that. This was from their own will. Joshua gave them every ample opportunity to turn from Yahweh, to choose another way out. But the people chose Yahweh. But Yahweh is choosing him. If you seek him, you will find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So you got to understand this covenant. You must understand what you're swearing to, what type of oath you're making. And many of our people do not understand it. But I'm here to tell you, Yahweh do. He understand this thing. He know this thing. So it is our advice and counsel. Know ye the Elohim of our fathers. There's a couple more scriptures. Psalms 51. In the book of Psalms 51, this is what it says. The 16th verse.
For thou desirest not sacrifice.
Yahweh is not looking for your sacrifices.
Else I would have given it.
He would have been gave that. He's not looking for that.
Thou delightest not in burnt offerings.
You think Yahweh wants some meat? You think Yahweh wants some money and need your money? Yahweh don't need your money. Yahweh don't need your coupons and your clothes and your rings and your jewels and your... Matter of fact, Yahweh don't even need you. But if you want to know the true sacrifices of Yahweh, the 17th verse.
The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit.
A broken spirit. And what is a broken spirit? A broken spirit is a spirit that is low. So low that it can't be prideful. A spirit that cannot be arrogant. A spirit that cannot be haughty. A spirit of goodwill. That's what a broken spirit is. Then it says,
In broken and contrite hearts, O Elohim, thou wilt not despise.
Even Yahweh has a will, and he won't, according to his will, he won't despise that type of heart, nor that type of spirit. Because the only type of sacrifice that Yahweh is looking for, the only type of sacrifice he desires is one that comes willingly from your heart. The only type of works he wants done is that you're willing to do. The only walk that he's looking towards is one that is perfect, that you see the wisdom to do. Because if you see it's evil to serve Yahweh, then don't serve Yahweh. Don't serve Yahweh. But if it seems good to you, as we know it is, look what you must do. Last scripture, Psalms 34. Covenant by sacrifice. Watch what it says. First verse.
I will bless Yahweh at all times.
How many times?
All times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Why? Because this is your husband. You're doing everything for your earthly husband. But what are you doing for your heavenly husband?
My soul shall make her boast in Yahweh. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Yeah, the humble gonna hear this and be glad. But if you're not humble, everything I'm saying, or part of what I'm saying, is gonna make you mad. He ain't balancing what he's saying. And some of those things I don't agree with. And why he keeps saying something about the husband and the wife? And he seemed to be talking about the wife more than the husband. Is it, am I telling you the truth? That's the only thing that you should concern yourself with. Is it the truth? But regardless if it is or not, the only people that's going to hear and be glad is the humble. Continue reading.
Oh, magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his trouble.
And brothers and sisters, we in great trouble. So this is something we got to connect with.
The angel of Yahweh encampeth round about them that fear him.
Look, that's why we always thank Yahweh for encamping his angels about us. Because the angel of Yahweh encamps round about them that fear him.
And delivereth them.
And delivers them.
Oh, taste
oh,
and see.
Taste and see.
That Yahweh is good.
That he is good.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, ye his saints.
Then ain't it his saints, he said, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. They that seek Yahweh shall not want any good thing.
And that's what we must do. We must seek Yahweh, and we must gather ourselves together to Yahweh to make a sacrifice, a covenant with him by sacrifice. And even if you haven't made any sacrifices as of yet, just keep listening. Because we will call out to our people, and there is a sacrifice that you can enter into a covenant with Yahweh and his saints, as Yahweh has said. Just keep listening, and we're going to let you know what that is. So tomorrow, Yahweh love you. And so do I. Shalom.
Yeah, hallelujah. Let's praise God. He's our judge, our lawgiver, our King, Elohim. He is the only Savior.
God, the Holy God, the only.